Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Sanjit Singh, who is the Director of Storage Solutions at SUSE. How's it going, Sanjit?
Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Tell me a little bit about your role at SUSE and also a little bit about the company, SUSE.
So I joined SUSE about a year ago as the Director of Storage Solutions here in this company. My role is to bring to market solutions built around our core storage product called SUSE Enterprise Storage. So SUSE is a 25-year-old company with an established market, established presence around our operating system business. We have been doing operating systems for the past 20-plus years. Have been very successful doing that. A few years ago, we also started adding to our portfolio, and one of the first products that we brought was an enterprise storage product called SUSE Enterprise Storage. This storage product has been in the market now around 4 years now. We just launched the fifth version of this particular product, SUSE Enterprise Storage version 5. This product is built on an open source technology called Ceph. Our business model is selling support for these open source products. Of course, we have significant enhancements. We working with our own engineering as well as the community, the open source community for Ceph, have our own enhancements that we bring to the product. And then we provide support for it.
The product that you mentioned, which was recently announced, the SUSE Enterprise Storage 5, talk a little bit about that product.
The concept behind SUSE Enterprise Storage is that it is a product built for the next generation of the data center. As the amount of data in our customers' environment has been growing, traditional legacy storage products have reached a bottleneck where they simply cannot scale to our customers' needs and demands. So going forward, a new class of products has emerged called the software-defined storage products. And SUSE Enterprise Storage is an example of a software-defined product. Software-defined infrastructure is generally the disaggregation of the intelligence in the software built on commodity hardware. And the advantage of that is that by separating out the software and the hardware, you're able to tune your individual portions to the right need. For example, you can choose the best performance hardware for the exact use case that you need, plus put software-defined infrastructure on top of that, which can accommodate the personality of the product that you need. In this particular case, storage. For example, you can have a server which has significant amount of hard drives in it or a significant capacity in it, and then you can put a software-defined storage on top of that, which will present the storage servers to applications or to users as a traditional enterprise storage product. So that's the concept of software-defined storage. And the other advantages that come with this disaggregation are the fact that you can have a very significantly scalable system. SUSE Enterprise Storage is deployed all the way down from 100 terabytes to multiple tens of terabyte systems. You can have a wide spectrum of sizes that customers deploy their solutions in. In addition to the scalability, you get a fairly inexpensive solution. What SUSE Enterprise Storage offers, because it's an open source product built on inexpensive hardware, on low-cost architectures that customers choose, this reduces the full solution cost significantly. On top of that, in addition, what we, SUSE, have decided to do is to take a different tack of how we provide subscription support for this particular software. Normally, storage industry charges by the gigabyte stored. So if you're deploying a 10 terabyte system, you're paying one particular cost. If you're doing 100 terabytes, you're paying a much higher cost for 100 terabytes. SUSE, on the other hand, have decided to charge a very innovative subscription model where we charge by the node and not by the capacity. So customers who have multiple hundreds of terabytes, but that is only in maybe 3 or 4 nodes only, they are paying just the cost of those 4 nodes, not a significant license or a significant subscription fee as they would pay with our competitors.
Talk about the disk-to-disk backup use case.
for SUSE Enterprise Storage, there are a certain set of use cases that resonate very well with customers. One of the first solutions that we launched recently was a disk-to-disk backup solution. We have partnered with a number of tier one backup ISVs in the market, like Commvault and Veritas and Micro Focus Data Protector, and we have certified our storage for these ISVs. So now what customers can do is, to protect their data, they can backup using their favorite backup ISV, and then write that secondary copy of data to SUSE Enterprise Storage. Overall, what they end up doing is significantly reducing their cost of deploying a data protection solution, as well as being able to store a lot more data on their on-premise environment, something which they historically couldn't do. And finally, one other value prop of SUSE Enterprise Storage in this particular solution is around scalability and around longevity of data. In traditional solutions, in traditional data protection solution or disk-to-disk backup solution, customers have had to plan out their storage purchases, and then if they misplan in any way, for example, they had to plan out their purchase for the next 2 years or 3 years, and a year and a half later, they realize that they're running out of space. Their only option was to basically get rid of that storage and put in a new storage solution underneath their data protection software. With SUSE Enterprise Storage, given the scalability features that we bring to the table, this upgrade becomes a relatively easy task. All customers have to do is include one more server, get the software subscription for it, and the cluster, quotes and quotes, automatically expands and provides more space to the backup software.
How does Intel get involved? Intel is a hardware company, of course, in addition to some other things, but how does SUSE work with Intel?
The first way that we work very closely with Intel is making sure around SUSE Enterprise Storage being qualified for x86 architectures. That probably is the very basics. But we're also doing a lot more work with Intel. One of the key initiatives that we launched with SUSE Enterprise Storage 5 was around performance enhancements. We are working very closely hand-in-hand with Intel for their Optane SSD drives, as well as Intel Cache Acceleration Software, or Intel CAS, for enhancing the overall performance of the solution. We already have customers that have deployed our older generation of enterprise storage with Intel CAS and Optane drives, and we are also embarking on a new project where we are planning to integrate and validate together in a single stack Intel CAS plus SUSE Enterprise Storage 5 with Optane drives in traditional x86 architectures. So that's probably one of the key areas that we are working on around performance enhancements.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about some of these products?
So to learn more about these products, we have solution briefs as well as a lot of material on suse.com/SUSE Enterprise Storage. Our website is populated with SUSE Enterprise Storage version 5 information, as well as disk-to-disk backup information, as well as the joint work that we are doing with Intel CAS.
Well, this is great information. Thank you, Sanjeet, for spending time with us, and best wishes to SUSE.
I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for the opportunity for me to address the storage builders community.